What's up everyone? Nicholas Nick here for another edition of Paintballs Pro. Today I want to share with you some detail information of how much does paintball cost? The paintball game is exciting and enjoyable if you play by the rules and understand how it works. At its core, paintballing involves two teams, each targeting the other using a marker or a paintball gun to eliminate the opposing team. If you plan to jumpstart a paintballing career, it is crucial to figure out how much it would cost you to start. There are many paintballing accessories and gears you need to purchase to protect you while on the field of playfully. All of these costs would be covered in this show. We will also walk you through the initial cost, recurrent cost, and some necessary equipment you need to get started. So, what is the initial cost of paintballing? Paintballing cost is broadly classified into two, the initial and recurrent expenses. This section would focus on the initial cost. The initial cost of playing paintball is the amount of money you would spend to buy the required accessories and gears. Whether you want to play paintball as a hobby or a career, we recommend that you buy your equipment and gears instead of borrowing from friends or family members. One of the drawbacks of borrowing paintball accessories from friends is that you won't be conversant with a particular model. And the chances are that you may not know how to operate the gun during gameplay, which would make your opponent triumph over you. So, investing in your equipment is a no-brainer in this regard. Since you're just starting, invest only in quality kits to serve you for a long time without wearing out. Now, is there any recurring cost for paintballing? Just like any other sports, paintball also involves recurring costs. You need to pay for the paintball, field, and air each time you want to play. If you have the resources, you can pay for them in bulk, it would save you some bucks. Paintballs are made of non-toxic and biodegradable materials. Most of the available paintball on the market are in cases of 2000. Plus, they come in different sizes ranging from 0.50 to 0.68 caliber. The air you would use is available in canisters form. Before now, paintball players were used to CO2, but air canisters are rapidly gaining popularity due to its stability and environmental friendliness. You can purchase them in different sizes, as they serve as fuel during gameplay. Furthermore, depending on the length of play, you may need to refill your air canisters. Thankfully, some paintball field operators offer a refilling service for a token. You should also factor the refilling token into your budget as it makes up the recurring cost. What basic equipment do I need and what are their prices? After knowing the initial and recurring cost of playing the paintball game, it is also essential to know the necessary equipment you would need to enable you to get started. In no particular order, the following are the primary equipment that every beginner must possess. Number 1. Basic pump pack. A basic pump pack is essential paintball equipment. It allows players to hold a mask, hopper, some air canisters, and a plastic pump gun. The cost of this equipment is usually within $30 to $50 per pack. While available on e-commerce stores, ensure you purchase the basic pump pack specifically made for paintball. The only drawback of buying this equipment is that the pack's plastic gun is not as accurate and reliable as others. Number 2. Basic or high-end equipment. If you are running a low budget, you can go for a semi-automatic gun or an electromechanical gun at the cost of between $70 to $100. These guns come in a pack together with a CO2 tank, hopper, and mask. You can buy any of these items separately if you don an APOS T need retunning low all of them to save cost. However, keep in mind that the CO2 tank comes at the cost of $12. On the other hand, the masks and hoppers and APOS cost is available on the market for between $20 and $5. It is also important to mention that most guns in the package are not upgradable. So, in your choice of gun, you can purchase an upgradable gun with expanded chambers, better barrels, and drop forwards. In most cases, upgradable guns are expensive, with some of them costing around $2,000. Furthermore, it would help if you had a motorized hopper to maximize your gun firing speed. But with an upgradable gun, a motorized hopper is already included in the purchase. Number 3. Paint. For you to enjoy the paintball game, you need a sufficient amount of paint. Like the air canister we talked about above, the cost of paint is not beyond your reach. Paints are available for as low as $30 for a container housing around 2,000 rounds of paints. Number 4. Field. Lastly, another area you would spend money on is the cost of hiring a paintball field. The cost of hiring a paintball field varies from one location to the other. However, the prices are between $10 to $25 for a game session. You may pay more if you want to hire a professional field. Number 5. Compressed air. Whether you prefer CO2 or compressed air, you need to plan for refill tanks. You would also spend money on compressed air to keep the game interesting and exciting. Air canisters are usually not expensive, as you can get them for between $3 to $6 in most online stores. If you want to save cost, we advise you to purchase a big air canister, not to get to refill too often. Number 6. Rental package. If you are not a regular paintball player, you may decide to access a rental package. Go to your local paintball field and request to rent their paintball equipment and gears for a day. Rental packages cost, on average, around $30. The operators will set you up with a reliable paintball gun, tank, hopper, mask, and, of course, some paintballs. Some operators require players to use paint bought at the field. Therefore, prepare to buy what you shoot. Also, some operators offer flexible rental packages. You can rent equipment and use them anytime you want. If you go for this option, you don't get to pay an entrance fee each time you want to play. Number 7. Paintball gun. Another vital piece of equipment that you would spend money on is a quality paintball gun. If you are looking to defeat your opponent, make a paintball gun your friend. It comes with a hopper and a complete gas propellant for your ammo. With your gun in your gun, your opponent will fear you, and nobody can challenge you. On average, a paintball gun cost around $40. If you want a rented one, prepare to shell out between $10 and $20. Number 8. Paintball mask. The essence of using a paintball mask is simple: to protect your face from paintballs. The truth is that flying paintballs can injure your face at close range. Therefore, on no account should you play paintball without using a mask. Your face and eyes' fate depends on your mask when you are on the field of play. Number 9. Paintball hopper. Another critical piece of equipment is a paintball gun. Before you can fire a shot at your opponent, paintballs need to discharge into your gun's chamber. The mechanism to get paintballs into your gun is through a paintball hopper. A hopper usually attaches to your gun. On average, the cost of a paintball hopper is around $25-35. Number 10. Additional gear. There are additional gears required to enjoy a seamless paintball experience. Some of them include armored gloves and body armor, safety goggles, combat suit, and extra O-rings. O-rings often blow or wear out, even on the field of play. Their location is inside your gun or on your air tanks. Keep money aside to buy some extra O-rings as you prepare to hit the paintball field. I would like to add an extra tip. A hot tip to save money on paintballs. Let's be sincere, if you don't have the required resources, you can't play and enjoy paintball. Come to think of it, how do you purchase your paintball gun, hopper, compressed air, and other gears required to enjoy paintball if you don't have money? Here is the deal: there are ways to cut costs when shopping for paintball equipment on the market. The following are some tips you should keep in mind if you are looking to save money on paintballs. Firstly, invest only in quality equipment so that you don't get to buy new gears too often. Secondly, if you are not a regular player, invest in a secondhand paintball gun. Stores are selling secondhand paintball equipment. You can also get from your friends or close relatives. You can also look for the lowest price on Amazon or eBay. Besides, if you are a regular player, buy all your paintball equipment online to avoid middlemen's cost. Finally, use online coupon codes to enjoy free shipping and a considerable discount. If you are a newbie or paintball enthusiast, it is not out of place to find out how much paintballing costs. Knowing the cost will enable you to plan your budget for paintball accessories and gears. While paintball prices vary from one location to another, your ultimate goal is to begin a paintball career with the required equipment and supplies complete and in your possession. So, how much did you spend altogether to begin a paintball career? Let us know in the comment section. This has been Paintballs Pro. I hope you learned something from this episode. I'm Nicholas Nick, see you later.